we had standing water over top of a road for a short period of time, you know, more of a minimal impact there. Where we really see damage is if you've got flowing water going over the road or through a culvert or something like that. That flowing water can really do a lot of damage to a road in a short period of time. So that really depends on the situation, and part of that is also going to depend on, you know, how saturated are we going into winter and the freeze-thaw cycles we have in South Dakota.